My grandfather had two brothers and two sisters. His two sisters were especially devout in practicing the Catholic faith and were proud that I was ordained a priest, which they were able to experience. What strikes me today in reflecting on today's feast is how each sister had a different attitude toward death. My great aunt Jean, the oldest of the siblings, told me she was afraid of dying. She did not go into detail, but asked me to pray for her. And I tried to encourage her to trust in her faith, that she had lived a good and holy life, and most of all, that we have the promise from Jesus of sharing in his resurrection. On the other hand, a few years later, after the passing of Great Aunt Jean, Great Aunt Rose had a very different attitude. She was very much ready to die the last year or so of her life. She had had many health struggles and was just tired and wanted that to come to an end. And whenever I saw her, she spoke in her heavy New Jersey accent, "Father Peter, pray that the Lord take me." You get that that's what she, how she wanted me to pray, and I did. And God, in his own time, took both Aunt Rose and Aunt Jean, and I trust that they are enjoying the fullness of eternal life in heaven, where there is no more fear, no more illness, only everlasting joy with God. Today's solemnity of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin invites us to reflect on the mystery of death. The official teaching of this feast since 1950 proclaims Mary, the Immaculate Mother of God, ever virgin, after finishing the course of her life on earth, was taken up, body and soul, to the glory of heaven. The belief of the Assumption of the Virgin Mary teaches us something quite basic about the Catholic religion. It teaches us that the human body is something precious, a gift from God, that is not lost at the moment of death. Sometimes we hear people saying that after death, the person lives as a pure spirit, as an angel. That is not our Catholic teaching. Yes, Jesus said, "When they rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but they are like the angels in heaven." They are like the angels does not mean that they become angels. Angels are different creations than humans. God has made us body and spirit, and both will continue in eternity. Where Jesus the head has gone in glory, the body, which is all of us, his followers, is called to follow in hope. We know that from the scriptures, after death, Jesus rose again with a different, a transformed body, but a body nonetheless of flesh. He was seen walking along the seashore, prepared food for the disciples, ate with them, walked with them on the road to Emmaus, but he was also able to pass through the walls of a closed room and offered his hands to Thomas to touch that which had crucified him. Jesus resurrected body and spirit and ascended to heaven with his body as well. His body was sacred during his life and after his death and resurrection. The second reading this evening speaks to us of the importance of resurrection. Paul writes to the Corinthians, insisting that being Christian means believing that Christ conquered death because he truly is risen from the dead. Death has no power over him, nor us. Our whole faith is based upon this fundamental truth. And today's feast, the mystery of Mary's Assumption, body and soul, is connected to the resurrection of her son. Once and for all, Jesus entered into eternal life with all the humanity he had drawn from Mary. She, his mother, remained faithful throughout her life to her son, following him with her whole heart, and entered with him, when the course of her life had come to an end, into heaven, or paradise, or the Father's house, as we often refer to life after this one. And our first reading, chosen by the church today, refers to when the Israelites were traveling in the desert. They carried the Ark of the Covenant, which was a large, ornately carved chest. And inside the chest were the stone tablets of the Ten Commandments. They were the symbol of God's covenant with them. And on the top of the chest, there was a chair, and that symbolized God's throne, and that God was dwelling among his people. So, King David made Jerusalem the capital of Israel, and he brought the ark into the city with great fanfare and dancing and song. And this signified that God was with his people, blessing and protecting them. Eventually, after the temple was built, the ark was placed there. We believe that Mary is the ark of the new covenant, and the tablets of stone are superseded by flesh and blood. Mary had given her flesh and blood to her child. In the act of the incarnation, she offered her body as the first tabernacle as of the second person of the Trinity. In our short gospel tonight, the woman from the crowd declares that there is something special about Jesus that honors and elevates his mother. The woman was probably surprised by the Lord's response, who invited her to become blessed herself, not by bearing a son of importance, but by believing and living what he taught. We know that Mary throughout her life did just that. She heard and submitted to God's word. And even after her son's death and resurrection, she continued to be obedient. She was the first and greatest disciple of her son Jesus. So her body is transformed like the body of Jesus with the strength and vigor of her youth and the wisdom of her old age. She continues to do now what she did during her life on earth, teaching us to know and love God. She serves as an example. Her life of faithfulness and service took her to heaven, body and soul. And we too, after a life of fidelity and service, pray that we be together with our Lord, body and soul. So, what if you find yourself, like my great aunt Jean, afraid of death, or my great aunt Rose, eager to receive it? It's okay, because that's where you are at this moment in your journey. But I also say to you, I invite you to become a better friend of Holy Mary. She can help take away your fears and help you to trust like she did in good times and in bad. Mary can also help you be patient and live without anxiety or with less anxiety. Do not hesitate to call on her. She is with you and constantly praying for you. So many times I have prayed the rosary with someone who has been sick, anxious, or dying, and the prayerful repetition of the Ave Maria visibly brought about peace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.